fucking son of a bitch.
Oh, we don't do...
Excuse me, what? Go ahead. What were you saying? Excuse me, we're doing a podcast here. What were you saying?
This is a podcast?
I get it.
Yeah.
You can remix this.
Yeah. I get money. We win the bets.
I am Gumpy.
Oh, you can change it. You can do that.
Welcome to Good Better Bets, the number one sports gambling podcast on the entire internet.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by FanDuel.com/McAfee, the also number one place to legally gamble on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
The best app in the gambling game, FanDuel.com/McAfee. You can find all of our picks, myaction.app/Diggs with an S, Bubba Gumpino, and Boston Connor.
They'll be on there, you know, once every month.
A week.
Once a week.
Connor's 1-0 for the last 30 days.
When he puts them out, they win.
Sometimes they don't. But yeah, I'll be better with it. I will.
Sometimes we are knee deep in conference tournaments right now.
Mm-hmm.
Already started today. Gumpy won Clemson. Good work, pal.
Attaboy, Gump.
Nice winner. Who got winning right now?
George Mason.
George Mason over St. Joe's.
Yep.
St. Joe's needs it. Do you remember when we were children? Maybe not you, Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Still is a child.
But St. Joe's, when it was. Was it Sebastian Telfair? Was that who it was? And Jameer Nelson?
They were a proud team.
That was a final. I think they made it to the Final Fours. That was a great basketball team there. That basketball program has really fallen.
It's taking some turns.
Has really absolutely fallen. But we are knee deep in it. We're gonna give you picks for the later games, I guess, tonight. I actually have no idea what times any of my games tip off.
I picked a game late last night, and it starts at 11 tonight.
24 hours.
There's a lot of basketball going on. There's an absolute lot of basketball going on. What is today? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to have one today and for sure Friday.
Yes, yep. Sir.
We're going to try to tomorrow as well. And then next week we will for sure probably Tuesday and Wednesday preparing for Thursday and Friday or Wednesday and Thursday. Most likely Tuesday and Wednesday preparing for Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, because that's the gauntlet. Those first couple days are just...
And then maybe Friday preparing for Saturday. We're gonna give you as much as we can in the next 2 weeks.
I'm betting every game in the tournament.
Yep.
Yes.
Every game.
We all are. I think we're going to do a competition
here.
We're
going to do a standings.
Yeah. Best record out of all of them.
We might actually try to involve you guys, too, where you just have to have your picks in against the spread by Thursday at noon. We'll obviously go off of FanDuel's lines. Yeah, we'll do something like mm-hmm. that. I'm not sure how we're going to send them in. Maybe we'll create an email address. Stay tuned. It's a very interactive podcast, man. What are you talking about?
Wild.
Or maybe
Tony.
They have to sign up. We'll figure something out. We will figure something out. There's going to be a competition that we are doing.
Yeah.
And we'll give away something. Probably a t-shirt.
Be on the lookout.
At least one. At least one t.
Hey, I don't want to overstep my boundaries here. But
bragging rights.
Maybe a sweatshirt. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Let's just get right into it. Leans, winners, and obviously the $50,000 animal play, which we give away every single day. It's our most
solid
pick of the day.
The one we feel best about.
The one we feel best about.
Yeah, the lock.
Mine tends to lose.
So do mine.
I've lost 4 in a row.
Yikes.
But you're still above 500. You're still breathing.
14-10.
There you
still
go.
Alive, but I'm barely breathing.
I'm hoping this cold streak is just going to end right when the tournament
starts.
That's
what we're all.
Because I can't take much more.
If you're going to be cold, this is the week to be cold.
I can't take much more.
Gumpy, we've talked about it before, how when you go from a hot streak like you run or anyone's on, and then you are not on said hot streak, even if you're hovering around 500, it's hard not to just change up everything that you've done for the year that got you there.
Yeah.
But you can't do it. You got to stick with it. This is gambling. It's not easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it.
Stick
everyone would be rich.
I can't stop. I bet at least 20 games
nobody's
today.
Nobody's stopping.
You have to.
I'm pretty sure I've made a bet for... When did football season start?
September.
Every day since September.
You have to.
I think I'm going on 180 straight days at least.
I mean, if you have a podcast, you have to.
You have to.
Hey, let's make it a 365.
You have to. All right, let's start with leans. I will start my first lean of the day. is Idaho State and Northern Arizona over 141 and a half.
Ooh.
Idaho State has gone over in 15 of the last 16 games.
Do the math.
They have gone over in 15 of the last 16 games. I believe they're 5-0 to the over in their last five. I will clarify that right here in 1 second. I just do a little quick search. Oh, by the way, the website that Connor and I use for stats that you'll be using for the tournament.
You'll need.
TeamRankings.com. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable as far as information. Tried to give it to Gumby, but he said, no. That's too much information.
Yeah, I'm the Action Network.
That's too much information.
Keep it simple, stupid. That's what they always told me.
All right, so Idaho State, 15 of the last 16 and over of the last seven. 12-4 over to away. I mean, I know it's a neutral site, but it is technically not home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reason why it's a lean, Northern Arizona under in four straight, but on the season they're about 500 over and under. So maybe the last four, who knows what's been going on. But that's why it's a lean. Just know that Northern Arizona's been going under the last four games. Idaho State's been over for the last 16 games. That's why it's just a lean there, over 141 and a half, Gumpy.
I have a lean on that game as well, Tony.
Who do you like?
Northern Arizona minus four. To.
If there's a side, you're going to
Idaho
that one.
State is 1-9 their last 10.
Oh!
And I just think minus 2.5. I like George Washington here.
Wait, what? George Washington?
Or, sorry, Northern Arizona. I love George Washington, too, to be honest.
They're rolling.
Maybe we'll talk about them later. Connor.
Because I've been killed by this team so many times this year, I'm going to lean the New York Knicks plus 5 at the Atlanta Hawks.
The Knickerbockers?
Who has killed you, the Knicks or the Hawks?
The Knicks have killed me. The Knicks have dominated me. Normally, it's because
you're going against them.
Because I'm going against them, and every single time it's at least 10 points, and they can cover that. Although this is a low 5, I'm taking it. Trae Young has half a coronavirus. Give me the Knicks plus 5.
Okay.
And if you lose that bet,
did you say he has half a coronavirus?
It's not my fault because you bet on the Knicks, okay? That is your fault.
My next lean is the New Orleans Pelicans minus 1 at Sacramento. It's a lean because it's an NBA team on the road, and Sacramento hasn't been bad. New Orleans has obviously been much better since Zion. Well, I mean, they've lost some games, but they're better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're better. I was going to say they have more to play for, but they're both looking for that 8 seed. I just like New Orleans' team better. Zoe's shooting the rock. They got much more talent.
He's crushing it.
Give me New Orleans Pelicans minus 1. It's a lean because it's an NBA team on the road, and you never know what's going to happen there. But take that for the leaners. Gumpy?
I like FIU against Rice.
FIU?
FIU.
Okay.
Minus 2. They're 11-4 straight up as favorites and 16-12 against the spread on the year.
That's pretty good.
I do like the minus 2 against Rice here.
Yeah, I think they're playing that tournament in Texas.
I know that kind of threw a lot of the stats off for the home and away.
It's hard because all season we've been looking at home away splits, yeah. And now we're in fucking neutral site. I assume you treat most of these like away games, especially in the small tournaments, because there's going to be no crowd there. Yeah. I don't. Who the fuck knows?
Different locker room. You got to treat different like locker an away room. You game. Have to.
I mean, a lot of these tournaments are not letting fans in, so it's going to be. They don't have that on the TeamRankings.com. The ATS records when coronavirus doesn't let anyone in the building. That is the one thing bad thing about TeamRankings.com. So you don't get those stats.
They don't.
Might need a new site. Go to the CDC. Connor?
My second and final lean is the Miami Heat minus 10. Charlotte has been very, very, very good to me, especially Terry Rozier. They've been covering like no other.
Have they?
Yeah, I think they've covered like their last 7 of 8.
Really?
Yeah,
are you sure?
They've been good. Yeah.
What happened the other night in double overtime?
They've been good. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or triple overtime.
That's right. I forgot about the double overtime.
If it goes to overtime, that's not your fault.
Not my fault. You know what? I forgot about Charlotte the other night losing in double overtime.
Don't let that.
Oh, it's not. This isn't going to change anything. I'm still taking the Heat minus 10, but because they lost in double overtime, this is going to be a winner for me, folks. The Heat minus 10 at home. That's not a lean. My other lean that I just came up with off the top of my head, because I'm a gambling genius, are the Detroit Pistons +11 at Philly. Simmons just got ruled out again for another 3 weeks.
Doesn't matter. Sixers at home.
Sixers at home are unbelievable. That's why this is a lean Pistons +11.
Charlotte 4-0-1 in their last five.
Yep.
That's against the spread.
Mm-hmm.
7-2-1 in their last 10. ATS. I mean, that's pretty good.
They've been damn good. And now tonight it's going to drop off.
All right. My last lean is Oklahoma State -6 against Iowa State. Oklahoma State 4-1 straight up in their last five, 7-3 last 10 straight up. On the other side, Iowa State 1-4 straight up last five, 3-7 last 10. Iowa State on the season is 1-13 away. Yes, it's a neutral site game, but it's not a home game for Iowa State. Oklahoma State's just a much better team here, but they're not a great team, so that's why it's only a lean. Six is a lot of points for a team like Oklahoma State, but I'm going to take them against Iowa State. A little leany there. Gumpy, any more leans?
I got one more. K-State against TCU. TCU -1.5. Mm-hmm. They're 10-5 straight up as favorites. K-State is 1-9 their last 10 and 3-15 versus conference opponents.
Not great.
Seems like a low number.
Absolutely not great. Connor, did you just give a lean winner last time around?
See, I gave a lean that went into a winner, and then I gave my final lean.
Do you have any other winners?
I got a few more winners. Good. You want me to start on these winners?
It's your turn. It's your turn.
Well, are you guys still doing leans, though?
I'm done with leans.
We just do it whenever.
We're done with the leans? All right, we're just on to winners. I've been talking about how I hate these big spreads. You guys know that. I hate the big spreads. I'm not going to do them. Indiana -15 against Nebraska tonight.
Jesus.
I'm taking the points. Nebraska stinks. So do all my picks today. Tony.
Nebraska stinks, but I think Archie Miller stinks even more.
Yeah, I mean, 15 points.
I would love to see IU lose tonight.
Oh, 15 points.
See if Archie keeps calling something Mickey Mouse.
See, I would like them to lose strictly because, I forget, maybe it was Gumpy, maybe it was Foxy, strictly because John Beilein being Indiana's head coach would be awesome next year.
Is that what you want?
That's what I want, yeah.
You big IU fan? Or
I will. If Beilein comes and makes him good, yeah, I'll be an IU fan.
My first winner tonight is the Denver Nuggets -2.5. At the Dallas Mavs. Dallas Mavs, much better on the road. ATS, they're coming off a game where they did not look great against the Spurs last night. No rest. They're not healthy. Denver is very healthy. I think Denver's starting to play a lot better. Denver's getting ready for a nice little playoff run. I like the Nuggies -2.5 tonight at Dallas Mavericks. Gumby.
I like that pick, Tone.
Thanks, Paul.
UTEP against Marshall. I love this pick. This was close to Marshall, big one. Huh? Marshall -1.5. They're 7-3 straight up their last 10. 7-3 against the spread their last 10. And 9-4 straight up as favorites.
It's the only way you could have went there. It's the absolute only way you could have went. I can't remember why I didn't take it. But Connor.
I'm going to take that. The TCU Horned Frogs, my friends. Close the season hotter than anybody else in college basketball. They're playing Kansas State. TCU -2. Book it.
Is that what side you were on?
Yeah.
You guys are on the same side?
Yeah, I guess we are. Let's
usually
go.
Are.
Were you not listening earlier?
I think it's because this kid said K-State. Probably threw him off.
Yeah, K-State always throws
him off. Or he was just looking for another Pistons lean.
Always. That is the thing. I was looking for my other lean after the Heat. So, yeah. But, yeah, TCU for sure.
My other winner is Colgate. I believe they're -6.5 or 7, wherever you're finding them. 4-1. Straight up in their last five, 8-2 in their last 10. They're 15-1 straight up at home. This game is at Colgate. Boston is 18-10 away. Boston University Heights. Do you like them?
BU Terriers.
Yeah, do you like them?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like them tonight?
Do I like them tonight?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
You shouldn't.
I don't.
Colgate beat Boston this season by 9-16.
Jeez.
Let's just hope that carries Colgate as a winner tonight. Gumpy, more winners.
I got one more winner here.
Good.
Talked about it earlier. George Washington.
G-Dub.
-2.5. They're not a great team. Fordham, 1-9 their last 10. 1-8 straight up away from home. Neither team's great. I just think George Washington pulls this off tonight.
Goddamn leader of our country.
George!
Connor, you got any others?
I got no more winners, my friends. I only got animal play.
Hey, I only have animal play left.
If I don't win this tonight, I'm jumping off this.
Do you only have an animal play left?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Hour $50,000 animal plays of the day, our most guaranteed plays of the day. They've gone 76-0 over the last 37 days. Mm-hmm. Connor, we're going to start with you.
My $50,000 bison play of the day is the Dallas Mavericks plus 2.5 at home against the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, you piece of shit.
I know that they stink at home, but they're the best team off a loss.
They are.
Give me the Mavericks. Give me Luka Doncic. Give me Kristaps Porzingis unicorn all over Jokic. Dallas plus 2.5 is my $50,000 bison animal play of the day.
Right in my goddamn face, Gumpy.
Was that yours, Tony?
No, I picked Denver earlier.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. My beaver play of the day, as in the Oregon State Beavers, minus 3.5 against Utah. Utah's 2-9 against the spread away from home. They're 4-6 straight up their last 10. Oregon State's 12-6 straight up as favorites, and 16-13 against the spread on the year.
My inferno play of the day. Because Blaze the Dragon is full of fire. The UAB Dragons are better in every single way than UTSA. I believe that's University of Texas San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
They stink. They're 1-4 straight up in their last 5, 3-7 straight up in their last 10, 3-13 away. UAB is just the better team. Give me the $50,000 inferno play of the day on UAB.
Inferno.
Thank you very much.
Let's go. Welcome to the inferno.
I need this.
Yeah.
If I don't, I can't take it.
Do you know what our records
more.
Are?
Yes. Do you want them?
No. What is today? Wednesday? No, we'll do them Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Okay.
We'll do them Friday. Just a minor setback for a major comeback.
I've already had a tough day. I don't want to hear my record right now.
FanDuel.com/McAfee. I believe it's up to $500 risk-free bet. I mean, if you get that in right now and you got a little dough to play with for a tournament,
yeah.
Not a terrible idea. Follow us. Follow all of our bets, myaction.app/Diggs/BubbaGumpino and /BostonConnor. If you ever decide to fucking put them in.
I will, I swear.
Tell your friends about the pod. We will be doing a couple special episodes next week for the tournament. I know it was our most listened to episode last year.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of ears on this tournament. There's a lot of ears. There's a lot of pressure, my friends. So something to think about.
We'll deliver.
I mean, I started putting together my Excel spreadsheet already.
Oh.
Team stat.
The whole nine.
I mean, you don't even want to know the amount of stats this guy's going to be going through. I'm not going to see my family for weeks. FanDuel.com/McAfee. It's been a good episode.
Oh, yeah.
Hope everyone has a good day. Mm-hmm. Hope they have good bets.
Me too.
Hope these are pretty good tournaments.
I hope so, too.
Me too.
This has been good better bets. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.